Marquette is Wisconsin's poll, and many people trust it. But it was just as wrong as most national polls when it comes to the 2016 presidential election. Franklin says it'll take months of study to have any clear idea about why the polls were so wrong about who was going to win, but he says they may have a clue in the exit polling. It revealed many voters hadn't yet decided who they wanted for president when Marquette took its last poll before the election.
In the exit poll for Wisconsin, 14% of voters said they decided in the last week how to vote. And they went for Trump 58-31, a really remarkably lopsided late decision. That was all done after my poll was finished, but after every other poll in the state was finished.
Franklin says pollsters may also not have accurately pegged who was likely to vote. They can fix both of those errors by changing the way they survey people, Franklin says. But those aren't the only things that can skew a poll, and some problems aren't so easily solved.
The most difficult problem is if there's a set of Trump voters, not a majority of them, but a set of them, who simply do not talk to pollsters no matter what. That means they're missing completely.
So clearly, some things will need to change, though Franklin says it's too soon to say how. This is not the first time the polling industry has faced such a reckoning.
If we go back to 1948 and the famous Dewey defeats Truman headline, polling went through a real crisis then. And did major revisions to the methodology that they were using. And in the long run, that improved polling for decades to come. Here, I think we have a serious failure of the polls that I hope will lead to that same kind of revision and improvement, and then do better in 2 years in the midterm elections and 4 years for the next presidential.
But Franklin understands if people don't trust polls for a very, very long time.
It's certainly justified for people to be skeptical about polls, and especially when it comes to predicting the horse race outcome. And the only way to get that kind of confidence back, if it ever can come back, is through better performance next time.
Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.